We have also Nitza Mazoz, a presenter, and Henri Dolev, who is a psychologist and educational implemental and treats families. We join you to our conversation, and we want to hear to speak today about how we are implementing in our daily life at home, at work, in all the systems of relationship that we're in, a good connection between people. How we can transfer all our lives from disconnecting our connections to the lines of good and being good. And we'll talk with Rav Lightman about the topic, and you'll join us. Rav Lightman, I think like this to say, as a certain general direction in our opening. Till today, we spoke a lot about the situation of the society and of the world state and the state of the person inside the 20th to 21st century. We developed it from a point of view of a historical view, evolutional, from nature, how it leads us in all these processes. But still, we didn't reach the person from who has his private life, who has things that have to do with relationships with his partner, with his children, his parents. There's at work people that he works with. There's in the building that he lives, his neighbors. These are the relationship that he lives within. And the process of this project is to start talking about him at his level and to start this amazing, to develop this amazing wisdom and simplify for him so that he will understand that we're talking about him and things that are practical, what we can recommend him, so he can use them and use them to solve the problems that he has with the people around him. This is the general direction of this project, and I hope that we'll really succeed to do this, because people need this. I just want to add, from previous content that we developed, one of the feedbacks, the central feedbacks that I'm receiving, and also feel personally that the things are nice, but the perception is huge. Our development is huge in its circumference, and the person doesn't have the tools, not mine is mine, not in the is in cessations, to grasp this enormity, and he has to get far from the state of the world and ecology and the historic development, and get far from all that, and to run exactly to the other side, to one thing, to the person who lives in his home and works in some place. And to take our wisdom and format it for his benefit. And I think that if Nitza could present some initial question that will direct us, that would be good. I would say a few words here first. I don't feel comfortable with the state that you're trying to enter me into. Why? Because my nature, and as much as I remember myself, I was always drawn to seeing the big picture, the general picture, the fundamentals, adults of the world, the general law of nature from which everything stems. If I were to go to a test in math or in physics, I would have to sometimes first build a formula and then from the formula solve the problem, because I wouldn't remember formulas. But I would remember the foundations, I would understand them. And then from that approach, which is very different than Oren just presented, so you will have to press me, and maybe I'll be able to dress also in the individual, simple person, and also at his level, which is really not capable, I think. And maybe it's possible that we will succeed. But once again, I'm apologizing in advance. Please, yes, you're first. So the first question is a general question, which says, we heard you not once say that our difficulty, our problems, come in the relationships between us, the connection between us. So why don't you whine a little bit, explain a little bit about this place. What is this thing, this community, this connection relationships? We see this, first of all, from studies, and you probably know from the studies of psychology, sociologists, how much the society influences a person and how much a person influences the society. And now I read not too long ago, I think, a study of a big psychologist group that other than food, drink, meaning drink, food, and rest, heating, you know, walls to live in, other than the principal things that that are necessary for a person, all the rest that can truly fill him is not money and not anything, rather the relationship with the societal relationships. This is somewhere with me. I have this study that is from American University, but very serious people, a group of psychologists that did this throughout many years. So it's certain that a person is very much influenced by the by his environment, and other than the necessary things for existence, that for his bodily needs, all the rest is the relationship of the environment which can cover for him. Not even respect and just control, and not even science and knowledge, but nothing. If the society, the environment, relates to him good and nice and warm, it can fill all his needs other than his bodily needs, like food, family, and sex. So here we see how much the environment is an important thing here. Actually, if I'm hearing you correctly from you, you're saying that our happiness is in the relationship, the good relationships of ours. Yes, if this is how we're faced. The question here is really, how do we build good relationships, good corrected relationships? Meaning even the smallest person who knows only how to work and be at home, a little football, a little something else, you know, just lives like that, he feels himself alive and good under the condition that he feels a good attitude from the environment. And if it's so, then our solution is simple. How do we teach him to change the environment so that it will be good to him? How do we construct such people, let's say in a group or in somehow, so that they will arrange the environment, which is good for themselves, at some club or something, so he'll feel good, so he'll fill his life with good. Of course, it won't fill his necessary nourishment, but all the rest he will fill. I would like to add here some angle of view here. To create this good atmosphere in his environment. It can be that he doesn't need to create the atmosphere. Rather, he starts operating this way towards others, and he starts talking to them, and maybe even that's enough. Yeah. Actually, from us knowing the patience that people have that they want everything now and immediately, if one will start to use the method that you're going to teach us and to implement it towards others who have not necessarily learned what we're doing here and will gain the not positive relationship that he expected. First of all, I don't think so. It doesn't seem to me like that it won't be a positive attitude. He won't get a really negative attitude. No one will laugh at him. They won't talk about him. If he all of a sudden changes his relationship to a little bit better, in a few words and some smile, I think he will receive in return the same thing. This is our nature, and anyhow, we're not capable of even, let's say this way, get close to some criminal and give him a flower or smile to him or in some way do something. He's incapable after such an attitude, to develop a bad response. He's not capable. This is known, and also it's been used in psychology for people that want to help, when we want to help them how to relate in a hostile environment even. If you want to use a person, go to him. Once it used to be, now it's not nice to say the example. Give me, please. Do you have a lighter? It's enough. You're already neutralizing him. You're already entering some connection to something. I hear you say, and talking about psychology and the method, and I'm asking myself, there are many methods and approaches that talk about relationships, but the fact is that in actuality, we haven't succeeded today to feel better in our relationships. On the contrary, we even experience a trickling down, a descent in this. I think that the problem is in a wide place with the society, with the people, that the people will understand out of a long explanation, a real explanation from school and kindergartens, and at the workplace, in every place, the simple person where he is, his children are, his wife and him, he hears that he can be really happy in life if the society will relate to him well. To learn a little bit this law, that's what it means. And then let him try. So each person who hears, he just simply doesn't hear. He doesn't know. Psychologists work only with those people who come to them. And then it's not, what can they do? I take an example today from the forbidding smoking. I just came back from a long trip, South America, North America. For weeks I was away from home. Every place I go, it's craziness. You're not allowed to smoke here. Go down there. You're not allowed there. Every place, in the airport, in any place. In short, we see that if a society wants, and it takes this thing as some bad element, which is also in doubt, to that point, that really, here they sell cigarettes and you're not allowed to smoke them in any place. This is really in a situation we're in. But this is a really good example that we took something which is doubtful if it's really so harmful, and we made from it something that is against billions of dollars of sales and whatnot. It's not allowed. It was totally forbidden. Totally. So why can't they do the same thing with a little explanation of how to make a person happy? He will live much better from this. For many, many more years than from with it, whether he will smoke or not smoke. I'm certain that there's studies on this. A person who has a good environment, who is in a good state, lives and continues and becomes at work and in every place more beneficial. The level of crime and everything goes down. And it is certain that the whole society will gain from this. Why can't we do this? Against cigarettes, they succeeded. And for it, no? It's not clear to me. And it's something that certainly, even those that don't smoke or do smoke, they all will all feel a difference in this. A question. Yeah? To what group do we need to start with this method? After all, we have babies, children, friends. Everyone needs a good attitude from their environment. All at once. There's no one out of the ordinary here. And there's no one who doesn't feel it. You can always add to the mood, a good relationship, a smile. You can always do it. But we are willing to give a smile for the money. A flight attendant smiles. There's someone who serves in every place. They smile. And that's it. All the rest look at you like... So you're saying that actually at the same time, we need to enter all the levels of acquaintances in this method to develop a smile. The projection of a warm attitude. Simply, each person to another. Again, I'm saying, this is more worthwhile than money. A person needs to understand that he gains from this. He earns from this. It's just like if I want to lose weight, I want to be healthier, I have some diseases I want to get rid of, I have some problem there at home, at work. I need to know that from a smile, I am healing all these things. They leave me slowly. Let's try. And it really will be this way. So from this, the person himself needs to understand that he is the first, yes? He is the one who does this change, and he will receive the feedback in a positive way. Yes, it's some, not imaginary, it's like a self-instruction. So actually, there's no method here? Why there's not a method? Yes, there's a method. What's the method? That if I smile to others, and if we will do this with a wide explanation, then we'll reach a state in which our society will be more nice, more warm. Each person will feel himself that he really is in a good attitude, and the mood will rise. The diseases and the stresses and nerves will lower. The relationships at work and with the boss, with the workers will rise. And all the results from his work and at home, everything will, it's all a habit. Everything is, and a habit becomes a second nature. If the society relates this way or that way, even if everyone does this artificially, it enters nature and slowly we advance. All of a sudden I see that it's not worthwhile for me to do something bad to another. I gain from this. I earn from this. From my ego, I feel good with everyone. If we would have looked at it, and I would have called this, let's say, the method of connection, or the method of good connection between people, is the smile the only thing that is in the method, or is this only one principle from the method? No. The first principle is that if I relate to others well, I acquire from this money, health, peace, all sorts of good positive things. This is what we want to need to explain with all sorts. No. Now I'm going to go and smile. So if I go and smile, it'll be an example for the rest that he meets. That's true. But they too need to get it from the media, from school, from the kindergarten, from lectures at work, all sorts. I think that every person can be interested in this, even that boss at work. If all of a sudden there is between people at work, the same relationships, no one puts if no one puts a stake in someone's wheels in the bicycle, and it influences the results, at work, in the common work, and so forth. So if I'm looking at it, the first principle is good attitude, because I earn, because I gain, not to forget, because this is everything. It's worthwhile for me to relate to others well, because I gain from this health, and in the end, it's money and security and more things. There was an interesting study they did in Britain a while back. They took small children at ages 3 to 4, and they sat them in different rooms, and they showed them a TV program. The TV program, there was blood, a person who had a big puppet, and he hugged it and kissed it and loved it and caressed it. And then they let people enter another room that had that doll. they truly did the same action. Then they took those same children in the same place, and the movie was, he was beating up the doll, and the children were much more aggressive rather than much more positive like they were before. What here, I'm telling this because the experiment was cut off in the middle when they only showed us the ability of influence, but they didn't proceed with the area where there's the profit. When you talked about profit, yes and no. It's not a complete experiment at all, because they didn't try the relationships between the children. They didn't show examples from the older people. They should have seen a very positive example in all forms from a good relationship and a very bad example from all kinds of ways from a bad relationship, which will enter to them fear, truly fear from the bad attitude. And entered warmth to a way that they're used to it. It depends on the properties of a person. And in Europe, it's not the same like it's in Africa or in Asia. It's clear that there must be a different approach and different explanations. But all in all, we must show them also in the family, not just towards a doll. The doll just shows that a person lives from examples. Examples that give to each other are much more beneficial. And you're going back to the connection that's between people. Yeah, and also they're strengthening all the time because each benefits the other. Now I'm asking, I understand here that two things here, really a good attitude and a smile. We all know that that's not simple to do, meaning I can understand this in my head. Why is it not simple? Because if I am now in some situation that really I have some anger, and if around you everyone is different, but let's say they let you break out, how long will you maintain the bad if everyone is calm and smiling, but not everyone is calm 100%? Wait, one moment. I want to say in this that a person in a positive society cannot be evil. Yeah, but the society today is not positive. But of course that we start from the fact that we are all evil. But by the this massive environment, why did I give the example of the cigarettes? Yeah, but for this you need a society, a total society move. In this project, we don't want to cancel all the society. You want this only from the individual? Yeah, only what he can do. And I'm limited in every place to the point where even in the streets I cannot smoke. In the street, you understand? This is really like this. In Israel, it's just, here it's like freedom. In Europe and in America, it's... You can't smoke in the same side of the street. You have to go a few roads by. You have some place there where you can do it. In the street, simply. Hurricanes are going about you. That's fine. The poor cigarette can. Meaning they go down on a person in such a way because they decided that this cause is bad. If it's a bad cause, then okay, so why here not? The problem is that maybe psychologists are not pushing enough as much as doctors with smoking. And they pushed this against all the cigarette producers. Do you know what organizations, what billions of dollars, what lobbying, what force? And look what they did. Well, do you know how much this goes down all over the world, this whole matter? You're talking about the influence of the environment. And when you talk about the influence of the environment, you're talking actually about the society. So a person in a home, his family, is this an environment? Of course, yes. And we can, at home, organize a state on its own, of its own. We could sit around the table and determine everyone that we don't care what's outside. Yeah? But at home, we will behave in a different way. Yeah? We have here a true country, whole country here. And we here want here to determine different, totally different laws. And over there, we would like to aim all our questions. This is where we want to aim our questions. Okay, so let's do that this way, at home. That at least at home, when we go back, there's no fights, there's no problems. There's problems, but we deal with them in a totally different way. First of all, whoever comes home takes all his problems off, like the external clothing outside door. Enters the opening of his home, only a smile, only good attitude, everything is excellent. Everyone, totally. We agreed? We agreed. Okay, let's sign a contract. How realistic is this? How realistic is it? I received such anger from the fact that someone cut me off in the street and I almost flipped over because of him. I come home, I'm all... No. You're getting closer to the door, and the door says, here only, we only enter with a smile. Only with a smile. That's it. So children, measure your smile. Let's say it is 8 centimeters from corner to corner. Less than that, you're not allowed to enter. This is the conditions for daddy and for mommy and for each and every one. Seriously, on one hand, it's a joke. It's laughing, but it's serious. You know this. You're a psychologist. You know this from psychology. You put on such a mask and enter home. Yeah? And that's it. After that, everything that comes along and everything, you say, now I will tell you something of what's going on. You hold yourself from not bursting out, and you tell this in a nice and a good way. After I'm calm. Yeah. Let's say, now today I really blew up I knocked my car into something, I had a flat tire, everything. But it's not too bad. We'll go get past it. Tell me, you as a psychologist, do you think that this is impossible if the whole home is pressing you to relate this way to everyone? Won't you be ashamed to relate in a different way? No? Yeah, for the first of all, this is not something that is implemented. It's theoretical, but it sounds right to me. It sounds to me that it's absolutely a good influence of the home. I mean, everything is a habit. We're used to take everything out. We think that by doing this, it'll be good for us and it'll be good for the world. Not for the family and my acquaintance and to the close environment around us. That by doing this, just like the Japanese with these dolls that they invented for beating them up and so forth. If a person doesn't know how to compensate in a different way, then certainly it can be good. But we really don't see that the society from this became better. This calm is not a calm. It's simply, it's breaking itself up. It takes the right stress down. It turns the internal stress to physical stress. But all in all, the society from this does not become better. We see that the problems there are no smaller than other places. And other than that, they're Japanese. They have their whole methods, their ancient methods. And not in every place this works. And we, who are more belonging to the European side, we see that it's not as just like that. It's not... we're drawn to this, rather more to shouting, to nerves, to fighting, to quarreling. I fought now I calm down. And it doesn't calm down. The truth of the matter is that it enters deeper because I transferred the internal force that I of mine only to a shout into nerves. I tired from this. It's true, the truer. And not that from this I am healing. So if I, for instance, now, as a person, as a mother, I want now, within my system of my home, in that environment, I want to build this result. I want my family to live in harmony, and the relationships will be very good. How do I start doing this? Where do we start? We start from explanation, from example, from reading stories. Look, I'll tell you, it used to be like that with me. My son went to study in the yeshiva. The girls went to study in Bet Yaakov. And at home, there was a different atmosphere completely. It's not that I'm doing a publicity here but there is a certain level of attitude that needs to be in the relationship that needs to be at home towards the parents, towards the children. We teach they teach the kids there a lot how to relate to the parents, with respect to the parents. Quarrels are in every place, but anyhow, the general level is much more calm. There's no examples there of quarrels there and fights. Meaning we see, it's not that I'm, God forbid, saying that to everyone to repent and, the audience. But I'm saying that if the society wants and determines to solve certain laws, it doesn't matter if they come from the Torah or from doctors or from some other place. But if the society takes it and determines it, we see that it'll exist this way. Actually, you're talking about certain values or a gradient of values. There it's from the point of the Torah. Here it needs to be from the point of health or from the point of money. A person needs to understand that he's losing. Attitude from the relationship, from the society is equal. My health, my calmness, my rest, and so forth. And also, at work, it costs money. I can earn more. I can do more things. I am in a better, more secure state, security, and so forth. He needs to know the profit needs to be here, first of all. And then after that, there's no problem, just like with the cigarettes. Everyone will show me that supposedly much more people die from all sorts of diseases, just like it's written on every box, and that's it. Because if not, you die from it, and like that. They did it very nice. I feel it's very effective. It's a very good example for us. The question is really, is our relationships are similar systems, or they're much more complex, and they have all sorts of... Yes, but to bring a person to a state in which he will be all in all happy, if we say that other than food, a warmth, and a place, all these things, what he must have for life... What his body needs, all the rest he fills through the societal relationship, then what else is there to do? And if we will change the societal relationships to the better, then he will not only earn from that, from a smile, he'll also get some support, and he'll also want the support here and there in some way. And from here and on, you have an opening to do a more balanced society. He will feel from this not only smiles, he'll also feel more security. And security really also in materialistic security, not just I have some story, maybe not a study, but about a person who comes to a very big factory, and he decided that he wants the mood and the effectiveness of the people there will be bigger. So he decided every once in a while he gives them a bonus. And really, people were a little bit more productive, the atmosphere was a little bit better, and then one day, they start coming to demands that they wanted more a bigger bonus. Then in order to increase the effectiveness, that they want a bigger bonus. How do we, in a place of doing something that is positive towards the individuals or certain people, And it all in the end, we gain a certain bigger demand. They're right. They want to earn more. From the smile, very nice. I mean, they already felt that their smile is worth a lot of money. It's very good. It's not like coercion or blackmail. Why coercion? If you come to the factory owner and talk to him with a smile, and he'll be for us with a smile too, and we say, "You're a good person," and we're also a good person, right? Yes, you're good. Let's do a calculation. How much now our effectiveness rose, our good attitude between us, how much it contributed. And if in 10% we are doing more, meaning you're earning 10% from us, yeah? How much did you promise to pay us from this to add? I don't know, some bonus, another vacation day, or once a month, some picnic, let's say, or something like this. We want from you a little bit more. You see that according to the numbers, it's worthwhile for you. We do know that it's worthwhile for us. Also the attitude, also the nerves and the health, how much we're earning now that we're less sick, how much we're earning from the attitude to work. I don't want to escape, run away from it before time is over. I don't go smoke every half an hour, a cigarette from nerves. We're not just talking about this. About gossip during work. I don't take some sick days whenever I want or don't want. Yeah? So let's do a calculation. Maybe it's worthwhile. It's really worthwhile both to you and to us, other than the smile, that to also divide a little bit in the cash. What's the problem? Yeah, that would be very interesting. No, I think that it's possible. Just like with cigarettes and all these other things, they did studies. They brought the tables and graphs and all sorts of formulas and to what degree it causes good or bad, and they'll prove to them there was a big war there. What do you think? Just like those of Philip Morris and all those they just agreed to all these things? They don't have lobbies in the governments? Try to do now something against Coca-Cola, let's say, which is more harmful than cigarettes for sure, and also to children and all that. Try to do that now. Simply a strong lobby, but there can't be something like that in an ante. There can't be anyone who's against. Who would say that, no, the fight is worthwhile? It's beneficial. It's simple. It's all in our hands. So from the beginning, you're saying that every lobby and every relationship, we need to come with a positive approach. We need to come from a place of wanting to do some improvement, some correction, of course. We need to benefit, to earn. We need to show profit. Yeah, to show profit. What did all these doctors do to say, or whoever arranged all these things for them against cigarettes? They came to the government and they said, if we are not stopping to smoke in such a way like we did before, you, the government, are losing in health and in sickness and work days and so forth. Let's say $10 billion a year, let's say. That's much more, but let's say. The government made a calculation how much they're receiving from those, from the cigarette lobbyists, and how much we're here. And they made a calculation, and they conceded. And this brings us back to the profit. Yeah, here there's no problem. It's a calculation. It's certain. Here we have no problem. It's certain that we're earning from this. What are we paying for this? Now we're talking about the force of surrendering goes down with people. So especially in cigarettes, they say Russia is all held because they sell their whole economy is not falling because each person buys every day a bottle of vodka. With us, every time if we would buy a cigarettes every day, which costs a lot more than a bottle of vodka today. Yeah, I'm telling you. Then it's a clean profit to the government. And anyway, they conceded. They made a calculation. And therefore, I'm saying we have no problem to approach, but it has to be done a person alone, to teach him alone and his family how to do this, to even teach him other than their home. It is workplace to do like this. It could be, but once again, without support of the environment in which he can make an agreement with. Can we talk about the prophet, really? And this same discussion that you did about prophet. Can we do such a thing, discussion about prophet at home, or and then we'll pass to the work. Let's say we're at home dwellers, and we sit down, and we do what we just said today. What's the profits that we will gain if we will have what? How would you even describe what needs to be between us? An agreement? A positive agreement? A social? Warm? And positive. And smiling. This is what has to be at home. What do we earn? What's the profit? You said it's important that everyone will see the profits. It is clear to us that a person cannot exist alone, that he needs the society. If he's sick, if he's old, if he's small, if he's tired, in a thousand situations, we need support, without which we won't be able to exist. I must. Even there are those who don't have children, and they keep all their money for old age so that later they'll be able to buy their therapists and a fancy nursing home. Anyhow, we need society, so they're buying by this. We are constructed in such a way that we cannot exist without society. So at home it's certain that it's worthwhile. What's worthwhile? That we should have a good attitude, a good relationship. But what's the profit? Can you, like, talk about concrete profits? We're already at home. We're not alone. You're already with me at home. I think that if today we come to 60% divorce rate in Europe and in America, in Israel it's a little less, it's 40%, we're already coming, I don't know, but let's say. Yeah? More or less? Yeah? So if so, I think it wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen. If I have a good attitude and support, especially when there's already children, then why get divorced? Why get divorced? What, next time it'll be better? The matter doesn't hold a person. He receives, like from his mother's home, a good attitude. He's like a little child. He doesn't want to escape this. You need to hold him. What warmth. Warmth, good attitude, understanding. This holds us. Every person wants this. Usually at home, just about in every home, there's always food and cooking. Usually warmth and love is something a little bit more less. But usually what's supported there is a certain security. And anyhow, although this is a good thing, we still see that there's some phenomena. There's no attitude. There's no relationship. You see, I can come home. There's food in the refrigerator. Good, I take. You can heat up. I heat up. This is, attitude is something different. It's something that I can receive some simple sandwich, or even it I do on my own. From bread and pastrami and tchina, and that's it. It has to do about the attitude. It has nothing to do with the food that's cooked or not. So if someone comes home and he's told, hello, how are you? Welcome. Prepare a sandwich. Is that better? Yeah, prepare a sandwich. You're hungry? Soon I'll be hungry. I don't understand you. You don't feel what it is to transfer warmth. I'm saying with me it could be a little bit different. Because you smile and you say, oh, first smile and they say, if you want to eat, go to the refrigerator. Let's not take me as an example. Let's take other people as an example. Because people come with troubles, all sorts of troubles. We'll reach that. No. For troubles, there needs to be a different time. And not immediately. Not immediately. Let's say every Monday and Thursday, for 15 minutes, from 8 to 8:15. That's it. To determine a time. Define a time. Yeah, there's nothing else. I'm saying this on purpose. I'm saying it seriously. So it won't be with nerves and anything. We'll sit there and through this filter, you only transfer the problem itself, and you talk about it, that this is like a problem. Not your attitude, not his, someone else's attitude. Rather, what do we have? That's it. What's the difference between attitude and a relationship? I don't know. It appears to me that the relationship is that we're building. My Rabash, my teacher, used to say this way. Love is an animal which is grown at home from mutual conceding. Consents. That's it. A pet which grows from mutual conceding. So this love is actually a relationship? Well, that's love. I'm not talking about just warmth and a smile. Mutual? That's it, first of all. Do we have other questions on this general level of our first discussion? Or I think we can start talking about the cases. You too, Orit? Yeah. Okay, so we will end the discussion here, our first discussion. Thank you very much, Rav Lichtman. I just want to say, to add one more thing. We don't understand what an example of education we're giving in this to children. The fact that you are passing on your spirit at home from all the quarrels to different lines. By doing so, you are actually certain that your grandchildren will be educated that way. Because what you're educating your children will be passed on to the place in which you don't have control anymore. Or maybe you won't even exist anymore in this world. It's a very important educational topic. You need to take into account what security you're giving to your children. Because if they're relating to everyone with a smile, you have certainly a better chance that they won't get hurt. They won't be hurt. We always say this to a child. Don't be bad. Don't hit him. Don't do this. Why? Because we understand that this stands him in a level of security which is larger. I didn't understand this. If you relate to others well, you have a less chance of being harmed, certainly. So you have a matter of education, a matter of security. You can't even appreciate this, that children are educated this way. Such a child comes as an adult to a university, to the workplace. Do you understand how they receive him? He's a precious commodity. He can come to every place. He can be the organizer, the leader. You understand? Because he knows how to relate well. This is natural to him. He understands that by doing so, he benefits, he earns, he learned this. His habit became a second nature. By doing so, we can change the whole generation. And what is such a problem? Even enter this now to the kindergartens and schools, in which it's a problem there that with study and all the things, it's the opposite of what we're talking about now. Can we say that this method or this process is actually building the proper attitude? Is this the question that we need to be constantly examining with ourselves? We live in a society. We're humans. We need a society. We live in a society which is really opposite of what we are ourselves, what we ourselves would want. I, as a person, would like that everyone would be friends. They won't sit me on my head all the time to come and hug but in a normal way, in a balanced way. So everyone will be nice and good. and I won't constantly be in stress to be hurt by someone or harm someone. We want this. Or do we want this or not? Yeah, we want. All the criminals come out because they didn't receive such an attitude. So why aren't we doing this? Maybe because we don't know how. So let's try at least. There's no such thing. And with us now, in our times, in which we are so connected, and we can start advertising these things and through the virtual networks, especially when it has to do with children. And, well, there are other things that I don't want to enter now, but that's it. We will enter many things. Our purpose in this discussion, if you have other questions, then this is the time. Do you have something else? Our discussion, our purpose was to define a general direction about the topic, and then in the next discussions, you're talking about the individual especially. Yeah, certainly. The individual person, we need to also understand that an individual does not stand an environment that is more than, let's say, 10, let's say, even less, right? In work, maybe 10. Yeah, from psychology. He can't... if we're talking about hundreds of people, he's already not incapable. He must be in a classroom, let's say, in a smaller group. He can't understand what it is, what a nation is. But we also need here to talk about the support and the big pressure that will come from the whole nation. What am I trying to say? If we want for this thing to exist, it must exist in as wide as possible dimensions. In the family, it's okay. But we are talking, I'm already talking about, not about the small person, but from the point of the psychologists that are treating with the environment and the society. It must be as large as possible, as wide as possible. The great knowings come as myths. Just like about cigarettes, just about religions. So a person can say, I belong to this group. To religion, to the vegetarians, to the gay, doesn't matter to who, but something that's big. But there's a certain principle there. Therefore, we need here, anyhow, to strengthen the person in his family. Where will they receive the justification that they're doing so? It's good that they'll feel in the environment that it's worthwhile for them in their small environment. But they also have to feel a strengthening, a support from a wider society. And there we need to raise the matter of the smile, of the good attitude, already not just from us earning a little bit, but even to, just like with cigarettes, that they made from this truly like the evil god, you know, something like that. Meaning we have to change this to some myth, to some faith, some belief that the smile is going to open all the doors for us and repels all the evildoers and demons. You understand what I'm talking about? This is where religions come from. This is the matter. That connecting to a big group or to a big force, I must have an idea which is a little rational. But we'll talk about this already. Just in order to not forget, so you talk now about groups. You defined this group and that group and that group. And is it by us smiling to each other, are we going to also succeed on getting over the previous perception that this is a group that I can't stand, and this is a group that I am above, and this is a group that it doesn't matter. If I go with my line, every person that goes with that line is for me close. So you're defining the goal as a smile, and then actually you're melting all the things. Yeah, and we're connecting. Could be that with this, we are going to differentiate that you're a vegetarian and I'm not, and there's something else. But according to this, that's it. It depends on what we receive. But I'm telling you that here we need to anyhow see if we want us to succeed on a long way and with a big group. And I'm certain we must constantly care that this thing widens and widens and widens and is received more and more by more and more factors. And they themselves, too, care that they will have a common livelihood, just like with the cigarettes, with these cigarettes today. It seems to me that the time of our first discussion is ending. We will continue to develop all these things in our following discussions. Thank you, Rav Leitman. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you, Orit. Thank you for being with us. And we will continue with this series on our next meetings, and we'll be happy if you come. So long.